USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The world nearing a grim COVID milestone. The New York Times reports the death toll worldwide soon to hit 3 million. The U.S. responsible for the most deaths, almost 565,000. Brazil second on the list. When it comes to deaths per 100,000 people, the U.S. ranks 16th. According to the Times, 12 countries still report zero deaths. Dante Wright's girlfriend and the mother of his two-year-old child expressing gratitude for the support she has received since Wright was shot to death Sunday by Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer.
I just wanted to say thank you for all those people that are donating and sending me messages and all the love. I mean, it's really amazing. It's really a blessing.
China Whitaker, joined by others who have lost loved ones to police shootings in Minnesota in recent years, calling for accountability and change. Protests overnight in Brooklyn Center, about 100 people arrested. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Flags in Indiana to fly at half-staff in honor of the victims in Thursday's deadly mass shooting. 8 people killed, 5 hurt at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis. The gunman ID'd Friday is 19-year-old Brandon Hole. He's a former FedEx employee. Hole also killed in the shooting in an apparent suicide. Still no word on a motive. Meanwhile, there are calls for lawmakers to do something to prevent another mass shooting. President Biden asked yesterday about what he's doing.
No one has worked harder to deal with the violence used by individuals using weapons than I have. I'm the only one ever to have passed an assault weapons ban. I'm the only one that ever got a 10-year ban on assault weapons and clips of more than 10 bullets.
Biden also says the level of gun violence is a national embarrassment. It appears President Biden will not fulfill a campaign promise. During the campaign, Biden proposed raising the cap on refugees from 15,000 under President Trump to 125,000. Biden, though, lowering the number in February to 62,500. The White House announcing yesterday it seems unlikely a new cap to be announced next month will be that high. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A deadly police shooting in Portland, Oregon. A witness says he saw a man blocking traffic and acting erratically before the shooting. He says an ambulance then arrives and medical workers help the man onto a gurney, but then the ambulance leaves without him. Police shoot the man in a nearby park a short time later. USA's Wendy King has more in the aftermath.
Acting Chief Chris Davis spoke about the protesters who've gathered near the scene.
These efforts are being hampered somewhat by a crowd of fairly aggressive people who have showed up at the scene, but at this point we've been able to keep them from interfering too much in the investigation.
There have been frequent protests in the city recently, and police report that some of the crowds have been violent. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We're getting closer to having a verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. Tim Berg has more.
Closing arguments in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin begin Monday. The defense rested on Thursday, a month before the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Chauvin facing up to 15 years if convicted. Reacting to Chauvin not taking the stand in his own defense, ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams tells ABC's Good Morning America.
I'll bet they discussed it a lot, but probably not a lot of debate. The problem for Derek Chauvin in taking the witness stand is he would have had to explain not just why he put his knee onto George Floyd, but why he had it there in minute 7 and minute 8, etc.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.